Joined on the line by Chef Nigel Smith, who's from Nigel Smith Food Designs, who's cooking up a storm in Brentwood with his lockdown cook-along. So, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hi, everyone.
Tell us about how you came up with the idea.
The initial idea came up from thinking of something to do twice a week or two or three times a week to get people that probably have not got nothing to do something. It was started off with a local football team, the guys in there. Then it sort of branched out and branched out and branched out.
And it's getting really, you're saying it's getting really, really popular very, very quickly as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first video had 1,200 views. And I've not really followed them since, they're just a lot.
Tell us about your background, being a chef.
So, I spent probably the first 14 years of my life in Michelin-style restaurants all around London and France. Then I joined an event company in London, probably 6 or 7 years. I spent time in Russia, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, India. So I've travelled as well with my work quite a lot. So it sort of gives you a good platform to be able to teach from, because you've got a solid skill level from your early days as a chef.
I was saying to you off air, a lot of people, I think before the lockdown, would be people that would order takeaways, or they would, you know, you get your ready meals. People being in the kitchen cooking is, I suppose, seen to be like a bit of a luxury. But people are starting to realise now, when you do cook your own food at home, not only does it taste better, but you can also have meals that you can put in the freezer. So your money goes so much further.
Yeah, that's true. And there's a part of self-satisfaction about it.
Yeah.
Because I think people do order takeaways for convenience. But I think one of our shows, we did Curry in a Hurry.
Mm.
And I think you probably can do that from start to scratch in 30 minutes once you've had a few goes at it.
Yeah.
Which is probably time it takes to order a takeaway.
Yeah. And it tastes much better because you know what's in it.
Yeah, of course it does. Fresh food's always better.
So do you think this is something you're going to carry on doing?
I think so. As I said, I've been really taken back how many people have got involved with it.
Mm.
I think it's amazing. And it's growing all the time.
Yeah.
Like, different areas are popping up, and there's a few houses here, a few houses there. So almost little pockets of people that are joining in all different parts of sort of Brentwood and surrounding areas. I think we go as far as, let's think, Ramsden Heath,
mm.
Upminster, Hornchurch, Romford, Cully Row,
yep.
Brentwood, Shenfield. So there's all little pockets in each one that are doing it.
And this is all, you do this on Facebook Live?
Yeah, so I go on Facebook Live on Tuesdays and Fridays. I start from 6:45, but normally for the first 15 minutes we try and get an up-and-coming band to play some music for us.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent.
So they send us a CD in or something, and we play a bit of music. Then we get everyone in gear for a 7 o'clock start,
mm-hmm.
and then we cook.
Excellent.
So we try and keep people all at the same pace.
Yeah.
So as I go through a stage or a process, I'll check everyone's got the thumbs up, everyone's caught up, or someone's got a problem, and then go back and deal with the problem and move forward. So we all cook at the same pace.
Cookery is very a serious game, because you've worked in those type of kitchens.
Yeah.
But this is relaxation, have a glass of wine on the side, cook and enjoy it.
It was a way to spend the evening out.
Mm.
So I was supposed to go into the pub or go into a restaurant, we sit down, we cook, we have a glass of wine, we cook along together. Nigel-Smith.com.
Yep.
And if you go to events, there's links to all the up-and-coming cook-alongs.
Yep.
There's a recipe list.
That's it.
On there as well. So
yep.
Some people have purchased bags from me of pre-weighed recipes weighed out, or you can weigh your own recipe out.
Mm.
It's non-committal. You can do however you want.
So you can either buy your own ingredients, or you're putting together boxes now that people can cook, which is a lovely idea. I like that.
People love it.
Tell us about some of the food, because I am always hungry, Nigel, because I love my food. So tell us about some of the dishes that you've been doing.
Yeah, our first one was coq au vin.
Yeah.
And we served it with a potato rosti. So we're probably, I don't know, eight people online cooking. And I'd say 78 out of the 80 had never made a potato rosti before. The amazing results from that potato rosti was fantastic. Everyone had managed to do it, and they couldn't believe how easy it was.
Yeah.
And then after that, we did fresh pasta with meatballs and fresh tomato sauce.
Mm.
That was another great one.
You did a Greek meal. Did you do some tzatziki and...
Yeah, we did, on Friday night, we did the Friday night kebab. So we did like a red cabbage coleslaw, tzatziki, a lamb kebab, and a flatbread.
Oh, God. Listen to me. I can taste everything you're saying. I'm like going, oh, God. Oh, that's lovely.
And then tonight we do a Thai cream curry with sauté bok choy.
Yeah.
And then on Friday we're going to do a chicken Kiev with Caesar salad. But we're going to make Caesar salad from scratch. So the dressing, everything. We're not going to put in a blender and add mayonnaise. We're going to make it from scratch.
Yep.
And then with some wedges.
Mm-hmm.
Then next week we're going to do a chicken Hyderabadi biryani. So it's a chicken biryani cooked with a naan, almost like a pie lid.
Oh, wow.
So we're trying to do something interesting. Things that people can actually use for dinner parties in the future. So it's giving them tools.
And it's good, as you know, from being a chef, it's good to get people back into this thing of cooking.
The enjoyment's unbelievable because to sit and see people that can't cook and they produce the meal at the end of it, they're overwhelmed with it. I think when you have people around for dinner, if you can cook something well, no matter what it is, That's all people want. They're not coming around to judge your food. They're probably coming around for your friendship, good evening out, that sort of thing.
Yeah. We don't want the ones to judge our food, then get out.
Yeah.
Get out of my house.
I mean, it's worse for me because people come to my house and want this amazing food every time. It's even more stress.
Yeah. Are you pairing up wines with stuff or recommending wines as well?
So we work with a wine merchant in Shenfield called Licorice.
Wonderful.
So when we write our menus, they'll give us wines to pair with it.
Yep.
And then we give the customer, if they want some wine delivered, we'll do that as well.
And is it, what areas are you covering? Is it Brentwood, Shenfield?
We go as far as Collier Row, Romford, Hornchurch, Upminster, Ramsden Heath, Billericay.
Excellent.
Herringay, Ingatestone.
Brilliant. Is there a general sort of price, or does it vary? Depends on what you're cooking.
They start from between £4.50 and £5.50 per bag, depending on what's in it.
Yeah.
So, like the Thai green curry, we made all the paste from scratch.
Mm.
So, as opposed to buying a tub of paste, we made it from scratch.
Yeah.
So that was a bit more expensive, but most of between £5, I guess.
And you do it sort of on a per person basis.
Yeah.
So if somebody's on their own, they can cook it, and if they've got a family of six, you can do that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that is good.
And we've got a family whose son is 18.
Yeah.
And he's doing every one because they're using it as giving him a life skill.
Mm. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. And it's great as well to get the kids involved. It's another thing to keep the kids happy as well. Why they're not at school. So you can go and have a look at Nigel's got an excellent website, which is nigel-smith.com. You can see all the details under events for the cook-along, which happen on Tuesdays and Friday evenings at 6:45. A little bit of music from a local band beforehand. Takes about an hour and 30 minutes, and it's fun, enjoyable. You can either buy the ingredients yourself, or you can contact Nigel, buy the ingredients from him, and also you can get paired wine via Licorice as well with that delivery, who are the wine merchants in Shenfield.
Amazing.
Lovely. Oh, well, I might have a look as I'm sitting there with my wine. It's lovely to talk to you. I'm glad that everything's going well. You're on Brentwood Open, as we've mentioned before. There's loads of businesses still in business, although the shop fronts are shut. So if you can support your local businesses in this time, then don't forget to just check out the website, because there's loads of businesses open for business in Brentwood. You're still there, Nigel. Have I made you fall asleep? It's lovely to talk to you. Hopefully I'll see you in the flesh when this is all over.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nigel. Bye for now. Bye. What a great idea that is, a cook-along. Don't forget, you can get involved with that. Go and check out Nigel's website, which is nigel-smith.com.